Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
Lately, I've been reflecting a lot on voice. I grew up in the East Coast, so when I moved to Minnesota after college, I got a lot of feedback about my voice being a bit too strong for the Minnesotans. But as I look at the past few decades, I don't think I've used my voice enough. Now, here's a small example. When I broke my foot a couple of years ago, I hadn't realized until then that I would express my interest or need as a question. So here's a scene. I'm sitting on the couch with a big cast propped up and I'm in a lot of pain. And I say to my husband, "Do you want dinner now?" He said no and went back to reading. What I meant to say was, "I'm hungry. Could you get me some food?" Silly, isn't it? But I hadn't noticed until then that I wasn't speaking directly. I had learned that I shouldn't be demanding and I shouldn't trouble anybody, and those shoulds were contaminating my communication. Another example where my voice has not been clean and clear has been in some of these podcasts. I have noticed at times I have modified or softened my perspective to make it more palatable so no one could possibly judge me. I know I'm not alone in this. Holding back to avoid judgment is really silly when you think about it, because we're always judging. And how can I be real and stand in my power, speak with an authentic voice, if it has to go through an editor function that makes it acceptable? Now, I believe in kindness and being respectful, but not in contorting myself so you will find me acceptable. But as I look at how I have communicated in the past few years, I notice that there are times when I have done just that. Standing in my power, speaking my voice, has two parts for me. The first part is the real part, being authentic or real, or as Parker Palmer calls it, undivided. Parker Palmer, in his book Hidden Wholeness, uses this metaphor about how farmers in the Midwest used to string a rope between the barn and the house, so even in the worst blizzard conditions, they could find their way back home. Home, in this case, is a metaphor for that authentic place of power, where we're undivided. So no matter how crazy and chaotic and volatile my environment, how do I have a voice that comes from home, that comes from my core? Brené Brown uses a prayer, "God, grant me the courage to show up and let myself be seen." So the first part is the real part, the authentic part, but the second part is the courage. And courage starts with the heart. It's part of the root of the word. So it's not about toughness, and it's not about winning. It's not about machismo. It's about bringing my heart into conversations, into my voice. And with heart, I can show my vulnerability. And with heart, I could be more open and curious. Even though I may see the world very differently from someone else, with heart, I can see them as a human being. So if my voice is real, coming from home, coming from the core of me, and spoken with heart, that, when I have done that, that is when I experience power. Let me just say one more thing about voice. I'm reading Becoming Wise by Krista Tippett, and in there she says, words create worlds. Or as in the book Four Agreements, Ruiz talks about it, the first agreement, be impeccable with your words. Speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using words against yourself or gossip about anybody else. Use your words in the direction of truth and love. That's the first agreement in the book Four Agreements. If we think about using our voice and the words we use as seeds, what seeds do you want to plant? I'm ready to use my voice to be a force for kindness, as true to myself as my flawed human self can be, and to be impeccable with my words. Do not use my words to speak against myself or gossip against others. But as Ruiz says, use the power of my words in the direction of truth and love.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt. You'll find archived editions of this show on www.bestofourselves.com.